After a 0-0 draw, I've got Amber's manager Peter Duffield with me. Pete, everybody's walked away with a smile on their face because of the effort and commitment. What's your thoughts?
I'm delighted with them, apart from the final product. You know, on Saturday we didn't play particularly well, but we missed a lot of chances, and we should have won that game. And again tonight, I mean, there's no disrespect to them, but we could have been 5-6 up tonight. You know, with good chances, but you know, when they've had a difficult time, a new manager coming in, and we've changed the way we play, and we've brought a few players in, and you know, there's a bit of upset. You know, tonight was a massive positive, massive positive. The attitude, the tempo, everything about them was superb tonight, I thought.
And as far as individual positives, who stood out for you tonight?
Fletch was superb. Obviously, Critch goes in goal,
yeah,
after what, 15 minutes, and you think, here we go. And then you got to give him a pat on the back. I think he's got more clean sheets than goals, to be fair, now. But he's, you know, a different class. No, you know what? The back four protected him really, really well.
Yeah.
I thought Warren Burrell had his best game for us.
Yeah.
You know, I, like I say, I thought Fletcher was outstanding. I thought the forward, I just thought it was, they didn't, I'm actually gutted for them, the players tonight, because they didn't get what they deserved, you know. But the bit I've got to do now is make them believe that if they keep doing that, they will get more than they deserved, you know. I watched them draw one each with Worksop, and Worksop were a good team.
Yeah.
And I watched them draw and scrap and fight, you know. But they didn't create as many chances, Worksop on the night didn't create as many chances as we've done,
yeah,
you know. And you know, we've had 5-6. Unbelievable. We've hit the woodwork again, where we hit the woodwork twice on Saturday.
Yeah.
Listen, it's about belief, you know, and the way we play and the way we're trying to change it and that, you know, it's about belief. And the pleasing thing for me is they went to the final whistle. They were still trying to pin. I mean, we've had one shot where Oily's come on, he's hit a great shot and it hits Phil. You know, and you're like, I mean, we could be playing now and I don't think it'd have gone in tonight. So, you know, but we can't have too many of them at the same time. You know, we've got to make sure that we do put chances away, because it takes the pressure off the back guys as well. And with 15 minutes to go, if you're 3 or 4 nil up, you can take one or two off for a different reason and
yeah,
things like that. And, you know, you rest them and look after them. So, you know, I'm delighted with them. I've left a few out tonight with Saturday in mind, and they've given me selection problems, but that's not a problem to me.
No.
That's the best way of looking at it.
That's good. Certainly from Saturday, there was evidently more balls into the box, more balls into the danger area. Was that something you asked of the lads and worked on?
Yeah, when we get in good areas, I don't just want it lumped in there. I don't just want us to get it and just lump it in,
yeah,
there. But they have to be reliant that the forwards know that when they're in good areas, that we're going to ask questions of the opposition,
yeah,
and you know, and then the forwards know it's coming. There's no worse for me than someone putting a good ball in across the back four, and my forwards have come out of the box because they're not used to it.
Yeah.
So you know, we hit the post in the first 5 minutes, and then had an almighty scramble,
yeah,
and that was great play. We moved from right to left. We've got it out wide, a great ball in. I can't remember who put it in, but a great ball in, and Colin Morrison hits the post, yeah, with a back stick header. Good football. We haven't launched it from back to front,
no.
Then put it in. We've played good stuff,
yeah,
and then we've put it in.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's, yeah, I don't think that, I mean, we've had, in the last two games, we must have had 15 to 20 good chances,
yeah,
and we've scored one goal,
yeah,
from a ball off the bar that's hit someone and gone in. But my job is to keep them believing, you know, and it's work in progress. We know that.
Yeah.
That's why I'm here. That's the reason why I'm here. You've watched this team more than me. I thought tonight was anyone watching that would probably think Answorth were a decent outfit.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, certainly from everybody who's come from Answorth tonight, and there's a fair few,
yep,
everybody's just commented on the work rate, the shape, and how people seem to be playing with a smile on their face and working for the shirt and working for the club. And the work in progress that you've said, you know, goodness me, I thought they did ever so well.
The biggest thing that me and Leon went on about tonight was... Look, let's leave you with a smile, because you look as though the weight's on your shoulders, you know. If you play well, you stay in the team type,
yeah,
of thing, you know. And the last two games, there's been negatives from their point,
yeah,
of view, from my point of view, and things like that. But like I said, last week, on Saturday, I said the first 15 minutes of the second half, our tempo was up, and
yeah,
we dominated the game.
Yeah.
Well, tonight, that was most of the game,
mm,
you know, most of the game. We've got a young back four,
yeah,
in the way of, there's only Maxi at any real great age, loads of experience,
yeah,
but two young centre halves,
yeah,
and they're protected the you know, tricks really, really well.
Yeah.
So, you know, they grow up tonight. So they know they can come They know they can come to places like this and keep a clean sheet.
Yeah.
As I say, I am genuinely gutted for them that they haven't got the win. And that's what I've just said to them. I'm delighted with the performance. I'm devastated for you. You haven't got what you deserved, right? And that, for a manager to say that to his players, but what we've got to do, we move on to Saturday. We've got to keep believing that that's the right way of hurting teams, because eventually we'll score the goals. Ville will score the goals. The midfield will score the goal. Yeah. Colin Morrison will get on the end of them.
Yeah.
You know, eventually with them chances, they'll go in. But if we don't keep doing that, they'll never go in. So, you know, I'm good. We haven't won the game for the lads mainly, more than anything else. But I'm delighted with the progress we've made since Saturday. And, you know, if they play with our energy week in, week out, then, they're a decent outfit.
That's great, Pete. Once again, thanks very much for your honesty. So the Ambers are next in action away at Sunderland on Saturday in the FA Vars. And I'm sure the lads are travelling up in good heart. Thanks again, Pete.
Cheers. Thank you.